Well, there was actually a bit of a panic on because RTE was showing hockey and we weren't quite sure whether they were actually going to go over to the race. So there was a brother of Aidan's was in Cavan and he was live streaming over a tiny little screen and we were trying to see what was going on. But lucky enough, RTE then switched over and we could see it on the telly.
And what is it like for Mum watching these races?
It's nerve-wracking, but it's funny because it doesn't really sink in that it's the Olympics and the biggest stage that's actually there. It's just watching like another competition and you just hope that it goes well for her. But it was just lovely to see her coming out with a big smile and the confidence that she was oozing. It was just lovely to see for us.
We interviewed her just before she flew out to Tokyo. And we mentioned the fact that there are no spectators and that means family can't travel to Japan at either. And I just asked her for her feelings about that. And her first answer was, well, I wish my mum could be out here because it all started with her. Do you remember taking her to her first swimming lesson?
Yes, we did. We went down to, it was in Mullaghmore with Philippe. He was giving swimming lessons there in the beach hotel. And she just had to learn how to swim because she has no fear. She had no fear of the water whatsoever. And she tend to fall in and wasn't able to swim. So that was, it all started there in a packed tiny little pool with loads of little kids. And it's amazing that it went from there to the Olympics in Tokyo.
But it must be a lovely feeling now for Mum, for Dad, for brother, for all the family, for the dog at home, I'm sure, to see Mona in an Olympic final.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is great. And I actually thanked Marek yesterday because Marek was training alongside with Mona for years. And I'm sure without him and Grace, she wouldn't be where she is now today. So it's an overall package. It's just not herself that brought herself there. It's the team behind her too. Now I don't want to give us too much credit because she's the biggest part of it, but it all worked out for her in the end.
Well, I'm just thinking now, we're standing here in the car park in Grange. You've just come from a gym session despite being up half the night. You are relentless, the McSharries.
Well, you just have to keep going, that's it. The day doesn't stop just because your daughter is swimming in the Olympics. We just have to keep going.
What's your wish finally for her tonight?
I just hope she has a good race and is happy with the time. And I mean, no matter if she comes in last, which is actually eighth in the world, which is a fantastic achievement in itself. Absolutely delighted for her.